It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. More than 100 experts and scientists have sent a letter asking President Joe Biden to restore gray wolf protections removed by the Trump administration. The New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown reports.
Colette Adkins with the Center for Biological Diversity says the current designation cannot sustain wolf populations.
Wolves are so important to our ecosystems, and there's so many places where wolves once lived and could live again.
The letter argues that gray wolves do not currently meet the principle of representation because they do not securely inhabit the West Coast, Southern Rockies, the Great Plains, or the Northeast, vast regions of the country where they once flourished. Adkins says scientists who signed the letter want the federal government to get involved because they don't believe states can be trusted with wolf management. One example, she says, is a recent wolf hunt in Wisconsin that lasted past its quota.
We just saw outrageous legislation passed in Idaho and Montana that would extirpate wolves there, basically driving them down to the brink of extinction again, removing more than 90% of the animals in the state.
Adkins adds that the recent legislation of wolf management in states like Idaho and Montana puts long-term recovery of wolves in jeopardy by reducing the probability of dispersals from existing recovery areas. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
And in more news, Texas has one of the highest Muslim populations in the country, with nearly 500,000 living in the state. And yet, of Texas's more than 180 state lawmakers, not one identifies as Muslim. KERA's Haya Panjwani reports on how the Muslim community is compensating for a lack of direct representation.
It's Nabila Mansour's job to make sure Muslim voices are heard in Texas. And that means at the state house too.
Hamari organization yahan ke musalman Arabi or South Asian ke saath kaam karte hain.
Here she is testifying last month via Zoom before the Senate Special Committee on Redistricting. Nabila spoke Urdu, a language that is pretty common among Texas Muslims. At that March 12th hearing, she encouraged lawmakers to draw voting districts that fairly represented the state's diverse Muslim community. Mansour is the executive director of Engage Texas,
a civic engagement organization that is primarily dealing with ensuring that the Muslim American community is civically engaged in such a way that they know about elections, that they know how important elections are.
Engage is a national organization, but in Texas, they're working with state and local lawmakers to make sure Muslims in the state don't feel left out in the policymaking process. Nabila is from Fort Bend County, which borders Houston and has a high concentration of Muslims. Her colleague, Imad Ahmed, works with Texas lawmakers to pass legislation in line with Islamic values.
One of the central themes that you see in Islam is this idea of helping out those that are marginalized in a community, right? Helping out those that are oppressed, helping out the poor.
This legislative session, they're working on items like making Eid an optional holiday, condemning human rights abuses, and adding the term imams to the list of individuals who can perform marriages, something that just passed in the House. And they don't do it alone. Engage's Texas Legislative Director, Richard Evans, says they try to work with other organizations that share their priorities.
I think that they all have kind of a common theme of, you know, wanting to make sure that processes we have here in Texas are fair, you know, for people of any race, you know, creed, color, religion.
Texas Muslims don't just work outside in. They can be found inside the Capitol, too. Aisha Muzaffar interned with Democratic State Representative Garnet Coleman during the last legislative session. But before that, she learned the ins and outs of policymaking through Engage's Emerging Leaders program.
Most of my life was just talking about politics.
During college at the University of Houston, Muzaffar interned at the United States Capitol. After that experience, her advisors told her,
if you want to get more exposure and do more work than you would in D.C., then the Texas Capitol would be a great place, which I had never considered. I always thought that the higher up the ladder you go, the more work there is, but actually found out it's the opposite.
Interning, she was the only person with a head covering in her office and the only Muslim at the time. The holy month of Ramadan was especially challenging.
We had to fast during the legislative session last time, and like people did not, they didn't know like what fasting was. I'd have to explain it to them. And then there would be like food all the time, which was like one of the hardest things because it was during May, and that's when like the lobbyists really pick up the catering.
Members of Engage want to see themselves represented at the Capitol, Muzaffar, though, worries the process in the Texas government would leave Muslim representatives questioning their values.
If you put yourself in this space, you're going to have to question, like, am I doing things the way other people are doing it for, like, a good reason?
She says patience, for instance, is challenged daily in the legislature. Heavy debates put one's personal beliefs to the test every single day. Nevertheless, some Muslims are still trying. Only one person identifying as Muslim ran for state office last year, and MGage plans to change that. They hope to make sure Muslim voices aren't just speaking to or working with lawmakers, but that they are the lawmakers, working to pass laws that are indicative of the prevalent Muslim population in Texas. I'm Haya Panjwani in Houston.